Animal rights activists have found a creative way of protesting GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney. The founder and chief architect of Dogs Against Romney, Scott Kreider, was shocked in 2007 when he read about the news of how Mitt Romney treated his dog on a family vacation to Canada. He started a blog that year, but when Mitt Romney entered the presidential race in 2011, he dusted off the internet commentary with renewed vigor.
After I read the very first story that came out from one of the Boston newspapers about the incident where Mitt Romney admitted, he actually told the story himself, that he had transported his pet Irish setter on the roof of the family car for a 12-hour drive to Canada. And that alone, I thought, was, you know, mean enough.
Kreider wants to use Dogs Against Romney as a grassroots movement to help introduce a bill to the U.S. Congress to make the cruel transportation of animals illegal. He wants the bill to be called BARC, Ban Animals on the Roof of Cars.
And so we want to get enough signatures on a petition that we can convince a lawmaker in Washington, D.C. to sponsor a bill to specifically ban transporting pets on the roof of cars in all 50 states and the territories. That's our goal.
Kreider's motto for Dogs Against Romney is giving a voice to the voiceless.
Yes, the dogs can't speak for themselves, but we sure can.
According to Kreider, the voiceless have found their voice in social media. As of Saturday, the Facebook page he created has amassed more than 36,000 likes. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.